하늘을 예복하고 예복 윈스고 아멘. Many of us, thankfully, have been blessed with the the sense of hearing. We all hear, and thankfully, not many of us are deaf. However, as I said, there are times that we pretend that we're deaf, and we act as if we are deaf, because we don't want to hear certain things. When a friend gives us advice that we don't want to hear, we pretend we don't hear it. When there's a child, a newborn, crying at 3 a.m, we pretend not to hear it and hope that our spouse will go and take care of the child. Or, as I said, and I'm not confessing this, a husband does not listen to his wife for whatever thing she wants him to do in the house, and the husband pretends not to hear it and is deaf to it. As I said, I'm not confessing anything. Just saying, I've heard it. All of us play deaf at times in our lives. But the easiest way and the easiest time, let them talk, it's okay, it's all right. The easiest way and the most often way that we play deaf is when we talk with God. When we are in a conversation with God and we ask God to answer our prayers and he answers it in a way we don't like, telling us to do something we don't want to do, we act as if we're deaf. We act as if we didn't hear what he told us to do. We don't like to follow the commandments or the orders that God has given us to do, and so we pretend to be deaf. And when we do this, we put ourselves in the gospel today. We hear of a deaf and mute man. We put ourselves in that man's position. Deaf to the world, unaware of what's going on, and many, many other things. And the only way to truly be healed of this deafness is with the touch of God in our lives. In truth, like the deaf man in today's gospel reading, when we are deaf in our life, in our relationships, and even with God, we experience three specific things. The first thing is we experience isolation. Isolation. The blind can still communicate. They can hear and they can speak. But the deaf cannot communicate, especially in Christ's time. In Christ's time, he could not communicate with his mouth. He probably couldn't write, because no one spent time to teach him how to write, let alone he understand how to write. And to add to this, there's no sign language. Today we have American Sign Language, we have International Sign Language, we have different sign languages, ways people can communicate. In the ancient world, there was none of that. This man, for probably much of his life, was isolated from everyone and everything. And when we are deaf to God's word, when we are deaf to God's voice, we too are isolated. We too do not know how what is going on and what's happening. We feel alone. The second thing we feel when we are deaf to God's voice is ignorance. We may not think we're ignorant, but we are. We are not aware of what's happening. And just like this man in the story, he doesn't understand how the seasons change, where his food is coming from, what he is supposed to do, or how he is supposed to act so that he can be part of society. And those who are deaf to God's word are the same way. They may see everything that's going on around them, but they don't understand what's happening. And the final thing is we feel unable to do what is needed, unable to communicate with God. The man in today's story not only is deaf, but it also says he speaks with an impediment. He has trouble speaking. He can make sounds, but he cannot communicate with anybody. And those who are deaf to God's word and God's voice may be able to communicate to each other, to us, but not to God, because we cannot hear God's word. We cannot hear how God is speaking to us and how to answer God's requests. Unfortunately, many of us are deaf to God's voice in today's world. And only God himself is the one that can heal us, that can take away that deafness and can give us full hearing again. When Christ heals us of our deafness, he does it in the same way he does in today's gospel reading. He first does it contrary to how we want it done or how we expect it to be done. All right, in today's gospel reading, we hear that the group of people, the multitude, brings this deaf man and deaf and mute man to Christ, and it says they asked him to put his hands upon him. But Christ doesn't put his hands upon him like everyone else in the gospel he does. But rather, what does he do? He takes his fingers and he sticks them in this man's ears. He then spits and holds this man's tongue. A very strange act. But it works. It works. So when we ask God to be healed, we can't expect him to heal us the way we expect it to happen. He does it in a different way, a way we may not like, a way that may be uncomfortable, right? Just like in today's gospel, I'm sure this man who is deaf sees a huge crowd of people bringing him, having no idea what's going on, bringing to this random man named Christ. And this random man named Christ, all he sees is him put fingers in his ears and grab his tongue after spitting on his hands. It's uncomfortable, but it works. And when Christ tries to heal us, it will be uncomfortable. It may hurt, but it works. We have to remember that. The second thing he does is he has compassion. Compassion. It says in the gospel that he sighs, right? He goes, ah. Not because he's frustrated, not because he's angry or upset. My mother would do that. When you hear her sigh, you leave the room. It's not going to be pretty what's going to happen next. But no, Christ sighs because he has compassion. And we do this. When we hear something sad and we're upset about someone else, for someone else, and we feel for that person, we sigh. And this is what Christ does, not just for this one man, but for all of humanity, all of mankind who is deaf and mute to him. And then finally, when Christ heals us, he heals us completely. He doesn't do it halfway. He does it 125%. When he heals us, we hear in the story, in the gospel today, that the man spoke perfectly after he was healed. It wasn't where, all right, now he can hear, and now he has to learn how to speak again, or speak for the first time. But he can speak perfectly, 100%. And when he heals us, he does the same exact thing. He doesn't take us to the beginning and have us start from there. He takes us all the way to the finish line and has us start from there. We are reminded of this, that we must always listen to God's word with attentiveness. And we hear that because when we read the gospel, whatever church service you go to, there's a gospel reading. For whatever reason, the Armenians love the gospel. And in every service, from the small service we have to the longest service we have gospel readings. And every time the gospel reading is read, it is not read like it's a book. It's not read like Moby Dick. It's not read like if you know what phone books are. They don't exist, I think, anymore. But a phone book. It's not read like that. The gospel is read in a certain way. And it always starts out with an Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia, and then a little psalm, right? Right? With reverence, with attentiveness, listen. Because this is nothing normal. This is not regular, everyday things you hear outside. This is not the news. This is the gospel. This is life. This is what will heal you if you listen. And so we tell everyone to do this every time. But this all starts at baptism. When a child is baptized, and I always get this question, how old should the child be baptized? When should we baptize the child? And the real answer, and I've told this before, is 8 days old. 8 days. Because it supersedes circumcision. Circumcision was on the 8th day and is no longer done religiously. And so now baptism takes that place. I've never baptized anyone who is 8 days old. Most moms will not even let me come close to the child before 40 days, let alone 8 days. My daughter was not baptized at 8 days either. It was 40 days. But 8 days is the number. And on that 8th day, when the child is baptized, they are anointed, right? With holy newborn, with holy chrism, on different parts of the body. The forehead, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the ears, and then also the heart, the back, the hands, and the feet. But the ears, and when they are baptized, or when they are chrismated on the ears, the words that are said are, with this holy anointing, may you hear the divine commandments. May you hear the divine commandments. That is to say, may you never go deaf. May you never go deaf to what God has proclaimed to you. May you never close your ears to what God wants you to do. May the Holy Spirit always open your ears. With all the noise and all the commotion and everything in this world, may you always hear what God has called you to do. It's hard to do. It's difficult to do. And so often we want to be deaf to what God wants us to do. But we are called to open our ears. So today I charge you with two things. First, if you have been deaf to God's voice, open up your ears. Clean them out. Go get your Q-tips, your spiritual Q-tips, all right, and clean them out. Don't be deaf to what God has for you to do, all right? But second, we may be part of that crowd that brings someone who is deaf to Christ. They will fight. They will put up a struggle. Just as the deaf man in today's gospel reading probably put up a fight when this huge crowd of people came to him, grabbed him, probably dragging him as he was kicking along the whole way to Christ. And when he was finally brought to Christ, they probably had to hold him down. You may have to do the same thing to someone else. But when you bring them to Christ, and it will be difficult, he will put his fingers in their ears, spit, and grab their tongue. Imagine trying to grab someone's tongue. You have to hold their mouth open, which you may have to do for someone else. But he will grab that tongue, and he will put his fingers in their ears, and he will heal them. And it says in the gospel, he told them to be quiet about this. But they can't be quiet about it. They go out and they tell everybody more and more. So much so that the people say that they are amazed and astonished by what he has done. For he has made the deaf hear and the mute speak. And we can be part of that. We can be agents of that. We can be apostles and disciples and bringing people to Christ. But to do that, we first have to be able to hear. Just as the people heard that Christ was coming, we too must be able to hear that Christ is coming to bring people to Christ. That is my hope. That is my prayer. That is my wish for all of us. As this new year begins, school year, as this new school year begins, and with all the commotion that's going on in the world today, do not go deaf to what Christ has for you.